This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you very much, Levi, and good afternoon, and end your ag news for this Thursday afternoon. President Trump has put a signing date on the Phase 1 trade deal with China, thanks to Twitter. He'll sign the deal with China on January 15th, making the agreement between the two largest economies official. The highlight of the deal that's most interesting to agriculture is China will increase its purchases of U.S. ag products in exchange for the U.S. to lower their tariffs on some of the imports. The ceremony will take place at the White House, Trump said on Twitter. High-level representatives of China will be present. In addition to ag purchases, China agreed to new commitments on intellectual property protection, forced technology transfers of U.S. companies, as well as new currency practices. Bloomberg says the deal will calm some of the fear that the trade war between the nations would continue long term. The president also says he'll be traveling to Beijing at a later date to begin Phase 2 negotiations. The precise details of the agreement have not been released to the public just yet. U.S. Representative Robert Lighthizer of the Trade Department says the details will come out when it's officially signed by both countries. China is also doing everything it can to rebound from the African swine fever epidemic that decimated its hog herds. Chinese customs officials say they've banned imports of pigs, wild boars, and related products from Indonesia due to the ASF virus outbreak in the northern part of that country. A Reuters article says the deadly disease roared across China itself after first being detected in August of 2018. Some estimates say the disease reduced the world's biggest pig herd by up to 40%. Beijing has recently issued a series of new measures to boost pig production, while also maintaining strict prevention and control measures designed to prevent new outbreaks of the disease. China's General Administration of Customs says on its website that as of December 17, Indonesia had reported almost 400 cases of ASF outbreaks. As of mid-December, official reports say the virus has killed almost 30,000 pigs across the province in North Indonesia. Authorities are still trying to quarantine that area, which has suffered millions of dollars in economic loss. Moving on now to U.S. Ag News here on a Thursday, CoBank says it isn't just farmers that saw lower cash returns in 2019. Grain elevators will also see their profit margins drop compared to previous years. The lower returns are blamed on a higher basis for corn, beans, and wheat. A release from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division says in addition to having to buy more expensive basis, grain elevators are offering farmer incentives to sell bushels, such as a lower rate on storage, free delayed pricing, and even free grain drying. Lower quality and high moisture grain coming in from wet fields around rural America also boost elevator cost. Propane shortages in 2019 also continued to put a damper on the elevator revenue. As if that's not enough, drying wet grain can lead to commodity shrinkage, which adds to the lost bushels and higher cost for elevators. CoBank says those challenges from 2019 will likely carry over into the new year. Grain elevators' margins will get squeezed this year by the tightness in basis, diminishing carries in the futures market, and many other challenges from low test-weighted crops and higher moisture grain, says CoBank. And we'll continue into state and local farm news here on a Thursday following these messages.
Want to own your future? Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial can help you find the right plan to get started. The kind of plan that will take into account all the things in your life that matter most. Contact Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial today at 498-5800. 498-5800.
Are fuel prices costing you a fortune? Area Diesel Service can help with agricultural diesel solutions modules. Over 1,000 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower, and these performance modules aren't just for planting and harvest. There are modules for medium and heavy-duty trucks and your light-duty diesel pickups. For details, call 800-637-2658 or visit the new redesigned website today by logging on to areadiesel.com. That's areadiesel.com.
Applying the right products to the right place is essential to each crop acre. That's why growers turn to M&M Service Company for custom application. Their applicators stay focused on what's ahead by applying accurate inputs at just the right time in the crop life cycle. M&M's custom applicators maximize each acre and ensure your fields are ready for what's next. This fall, look to M&M Service Company for all your farming application needs. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Extra pounds aren't healthy, so slim down for the spring by counting calories and fat grams now. Eat balanced meals in moderation with plenty of farmer-owned Prairie Farms low-fat and non-fat dairy products, like non-fat cottage cheese and non-fat sour cream, as well as skim and 1% milk. Plan your snacks by including Prairie Farms low-fat yogurt. And for extra vitamin C while losing weight, remember 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
And we're back here on your Afternoon Ag Show, and moving on into Illinois State Ag News. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications through January 21st for the state's Park and Recreational Facility Construction Grant Program. The program will provide grants to eligible local governments for acquisition, development, construction, rehabilitation, or other capital improvements to park and recreational facilities across the state. The IDNR is anticipating a total of $25 million in grants will be available through funding provided by the Rebuild Illinois Act. The maximum grant award is $2.5 million. The Park Grant Program will reimburse grant recipients for up to 75% of approved projected costs. Eligible applications are limited to units of local government that are authorized by the Illinois state law to expand public funding for the acquisition and development of land for the public indoor or outdoor park, recreation, or conservation purposes and are eligible to apply for funding assistance. School districts, nonprofits, and private entities are not eligible. Moving on now into our Ag Community Bulletin Board for the local area. The Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders will hold their January meeting next week at 7 p.m. That's next Thursday, January 9th, at the Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro. The 79th annual meeting of the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District will be taking place on Tuesday evening, January 14th. A light dinner will be catered by Milana's Catering, followed by a short program from Ashley Dawson, Farm Bill Biologist with Pheasants Forever. Ashley will discuss the importance of providing wildlife habitat cover and how the program can be utilized for that purpose. Door prizes will follow the meal, and you can make your reservation for the 79th Annual Soil and Water Conservation District's meeting by calling the office in Hillsboro at 532-3361 and asking for Melissa. The U of I Extension in Montgomery County will be holding the state-mandated Certified Food Protection Managers class and exam. This two-day course will be held on the food service establishments be under the operational protections of a Certified Food Protection Manager during their hours of operation. This two-day course will be held from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Montgomery County Extension office, located in Hillsboro, on January 30th and 31st. Participants are required to attend both days of class. The exam will be taking place on the second day of class, and it is very important to bring a photo ID along with you. This class will be taught by Lisa Peterson, nutrition and wellness educator with the U of I Extension, and the class will offer the minimum classroom work to prepare you for the national certification exam. Pre-registration is required by Thursday, January 16th, that's 2 weeks from today, and pre-registration is highly required because exams need to be pre-ordered prior to the course. You can register for the course by calling the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro at 532-3941 or online at extension.illinois.edu/CJMM. And finally, in other Ag Bulletins to tell you about on this Thursday afternoon, the Carlinville FFA alumni will hold their biannual dinner auction at the Carlinville Elks Lodge on Saturday evening, January 18th at 5:30. A silent auction will be held from 5:30 until 8. Dinner will be served at 6:30, and a live auction will then follow the silent auction at 8. Dinner will consist of ribeye or a chicken breast dinner that will be catered by the Carlinville Elks Lodge, and there'll be a cash bar available as well. Tickets are available for $20 for adults, children 12 and younger $15, and those tickets are available at C&B Bank and Trust or PJ's Tire in Carlinville, or any FFA alumni member has tickets as well. All proceeds from this dinner auction will go to support youth in the Carlinville FFA chapter, which is celebrating 90 years in 2020. And that'll wrap up this Thursday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any Ag news for us or anything for the Ag Community Bulletin Board, that can be emailed to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Thursday afternoon, January 2nd, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.